Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 472. Where's the drive come from? Want to wish you guys all a very good day. It started off at a brisk 26 here at the home. Nice thing is that still got some fall color here in the Bitterroot, quite a bit actually. It does seem to be later everywhere I have been. But I tell you, that what we had at the Philmont Scout Ranch a week ago, almost 2 weeks ago now, was over the top spectacular. I did post images from our workshop there at Philmont. Go to the bottom of the homepage for the website, moosepearson.com. Go to the very bottom. You'll see a placard of 9 images for the gallery of our adventure. And you will see that the photographs are there from Philmont and for yourself. We had an amazing week. Well, we've got our birds slowly coming back, thank goodness. It seems like it's been quite a drought. We've had our normal cast and finches and some chickadees, but not our mountain chickadee or chestnut-backed chickadee. And we've had more than normal pine siskins and American goldfinches, but pileated at least once a day. But now we're starting getting a whole bunch of flickers back and hairy and downy woodpeckers. Seen a couple of raptors, so slowly they're getting back in here, and God, I missed them. So I hopefully for your where you live and where you shoot, your feathered friends are there and posing for your lens. This episode, one in a row now, no technical problems, of the Moose Podcast is being recorded via the Adobe Podcast using AI voice. Yeah, I need all the help I can get. Not a sound guy. You can sometimes tell in my videos. Yeah, boy, lining up the shots for one thing, but sound, good thing I got Adobe Podcast doing it for me. Now, you can find the podcast on a blog post there on the website, which has links to transcript that's created by the Adobe Podcast and other information, photo from the podcast. You also can head to other places, iTunes, Spotify. Spotify, of course, has the ability to, you can leave comments and we can have a conversation. And I finally got YouTube podcast up and going correctly. We'll see. It's still got about 190 of the podcasts not loaded to YouTube. I see some folks have already found it, so are leaving some comments, so I'm grateful for that. But you can also find it, on Amazon and other places. Appreciate it. Working towards taking it up a couple more notches here in the next year. So stay tuned, and I am grateful for all of those of you who do listen and then spread the word. It means a lot to me, so thanks ever so much. Well, lots of things going on this past week. The big one, and it doesn't really help me, but Nikon came out with 2 new lenses, DX lenses, the 16-50 f2.8 and the 35 f1.7. Now, these are both DX lenses, not for full-frame Nikkor mirrorless. Now, I've not tried them personally, but I know someone who tried the 16-50. And they thought it was the cat's meow. They were blown away just by the build, the incredible sharpness from edge to edge, corner to corner, and the smooth zoom, the constant f2.8. I mean, yeah, it's for still photography for sure, but it sounds a lot like it'd be a dream lens for video work. So that's the 16-50 f2.8. Haven't had any firsthand reports on the DX35 1.7, but I have to assume that it's just another spectacular lens. So that's pretty cool news. End of the month coming up, the Mid-Atlantic Photo Vision there in Virginia. I'll be there with a cadre of very talented, more talented souls than me, presenting and hopefully inspiring. I've got 2 presentations. I would love to see you. If you're there, come by, say hello. If you want, if you listen to the podcast, hey, let me know. I'd be grateful. Every one of you are important to me. And then, in case you didn't see it, we announced Friday, this last Friday, our Caddo Lake adventure. Got two spots left, I believe. Maybe one, the boss said. And it's just a magical place as well. You can go to the same spot, the bottom of my homepage. You can see the gallery from previous trips. It's a place where sunrises go forever. Not only as far as filling the landscape, but for duration. It's just an amazing place. And we're there in fall, when those funky trees get their crazy fall color, boy, they're just, it's spectacular. So that's Caddo Lake coming up in 2026. Information on the website. So I haven't finished Perception and Imaging. It is a textbook, and I'm taking my time going through it and enjoying it. And it has reminded me of things I have forgotten and some things that were buried that I use, but not on the top of the cortex. So still reading that, but I wanted to get some other joyful stuff going and reading some books. So I did a read with Damn Lucky, another great book that one of you guys recommended to me. It talks about the 100th Air Force, 100th Wing of the 8th Air Force, and a particular co-pilot whose name was Lucky, and his story. If you watch the HBO series that came out last year, it's one of the pilots that is part of that story. It's a good read. It is a page burner. And I really appreciate the recommendation. Great book. And now I just picked up another book, and it's titled AWE. And that's where I'm at right now. If you've got books you've read that you would like to recommend, please head to the website, click on the link, let me know. It's that time of year where I tend to read more because there's more dark hours. So, hey, there you have it. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com. You know, their PhotoCon is just 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away. And they had a huge, I should have checked. I don't know if it continues this week or not. Huge sale on their used gear. I picked up another body and lens from their used department. Not for the kit, but for the collection. And, you know, body lens, $60 delivered. Poof, God, that's just amazing. I love it. They have the prices. They've got the inventory. They have the knowledge. They've got 7 stores. You can walk in. You can call. You can go to the website. And the website is, I can tell you, getting updated. No, that's not the word. Revamped? Nah. It's going to be, I don't know the right word for it. It's going to be better, point blank. It's going to be better. And I'm looking forward to that. So, Bedford's, hey, thanks ever so much for taking care of us and being the home of the Moose discount. So a week ago, 12:30 in the morning, that's 30 minutes after midnight, I'm on the road. I'm driving back from Philmont Scout Ranch, driving 4 hours to get to Denver to catch my flight home. Get home, and as life would have it, so I'm talking with people, and one of the people said that I was talking to, texting. Because I got home, and I instantly got back into a home improvement project that I wanted to get finished off. And he said, "Where does the drive come from?" And he says, "Whether you're working on your house, you're playing with your dog, you're taking pictures." He said, "It seems like you're go, go, go." And it made me wonder, where does the drive come from? Well, I have no doubt that part of it come from the way I was raised, that, you know, that the Greatest Generation, they kept on going. They understood if you didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done. And I have no doubt that got highly impressed upon my psyche. But more important, where the drive comes from has to be more than just something that you were raised with, or you could say a mental conditioning or a tradition or anything else. There has to be some fuel for that. And it'd be easy just to say the word passion and call it a podcast and go back to work. But I find that I associate with a lot of folks who have the same kind of drive, for lack of better descriptions. And so I thought about it this week while I was doing some mundane tasks. It might not seem mundane to anyone else, but when it comes to pulling images, and it was a heavy image pulling week, that as the computer, I'm used Bridge, and Bridge is showing me all my finished PSDs, and I'm going from birds to mammals to aircraft, and then back to birds. As I'm pulling images, oh yeah, and landscapes. I had a bunch of landscapes, snow-covered landscapes to get out. There is a period of time where there is a lull, and it's kind of like you select them. I have an action that takes the PSDs and then flattens them to the TIFF, and then you have to take the TIFFs, and you've got a so luxurious anymore. So I shouldn't say you gotta. But you then upload them via the internet to the server so the client can get them. And in that period of time, there's a lull. And it's kind of like you could twiddle your thumbs. I had this job that for about 18 months after I finished high school, waiting for Sharon to graduate and go to college. And I had deferred my college to start when she did. And we built in walk-in refrigerators and freezers, big ones. Some of these things were like 100 yards long. And they had a saying there, you always can find something to do while you're waiting for the paint to dry. And I kind of, that has been stuck in my head. And where the drive comes from is wanting to work hard so I could play hard. And I'm very fortunate that I get my work and my play are kind of synonymous. So where the drive comes from is I want to go back out and create more images. That's the drive. And that's the funny part to me. And I talked to some peers, had a good conversation this week with one, and we both were talking about how we seem to be at our, and we definitely avoided the words the happiest or the best or content. And we came to the word satisfied. We're the most satisfied when we're behind the camera, whether we're actually making clicks that very moment or we know we're going to or just have. Being behind that camera is where the satisfaction comes from and where I think the drive comes from. And that satisfaction is, at least in my particular case, is from being, for lack of better terms, in the right place at the right time for that critter or that landscape or that aircraft to bring back that memory and preserve it. Now that you think about it, in the scheme of life, preserving memories, probably not on the top of the list of what's going to really change the world, right? Now, some of those memories, definitely ones that go in the refrigerator. They're inside stories that only the family would know. Others, okay, they need to be shared. So then that brought up our conversation. All right, so we're satisfied when we're behind the camera. How do we continue that when we're not behind the camera? So the drive comes from wanting to share our good fortune with others. And that's how we decided the two of us at least. It wasn't like a huge committee. Nothing gets done by committee. Anyway, it was decided, we decided that the drive comes from when we, and the satisfaction continues when we share those moments with others and it connects with at least one person. And we figured, you know, we after discussion, it only takes one person. It's all it takes is somebody who wasn't there with us, maybe not even, and this would probably be the icing on the cake, isn't even a landscape photographer, a wildlife photographer, or a photographer at all, just likes and looks and sees and expresses that when they like a photograph. That satisfaction kind of then spools it all up again. And I think that's where the drive comes from. And why perhaps we tend to look for those loves or likes that we find in social media. And why perhaps when we don't get them, we feel not as satisfied. And that's kind of important as well. Because the drive can come from not feeling satisfied as well, not dejected, not trodden upon, not been disparaged, but otherwise just we didn't finish that full circle of satisfaction that keeps the drive motor going. And there's definitely other things that go into that. There's no doubt. But boiling it down for myself kind of helped one in that discussion, because we like to tie up a discussion, not leave it lingering forever, because then other things come up, and yeah, you know how that goes. You forget. But because on weeks like this last week, where, I mean, in the office by 6:30, out by, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, just pounding the keyboards, get the article out, and the libraries, get the images out, Starlink to get them all off to the clients, prints out to Mr. FedEx. There are times where you feel like, I just don't have the drive for this anymore. And then all of a sudden you get that one response back. That editor who, God, bless her soul, she hadn't had the 3 gigabytes of files for more than 5 minutes. And also I get this email back with the kindest words, and then woof, the drive comes back up, and it's, what's next? Let's tackle it. Let's make it happen. So we all need to find that drive from someplace. We're all a little bit different. I'm just giving you suggestions. Perhaps when things aren't going as well as you'd like, you're not conquering as much as you want or feeling successful as you think you should be, check the drive, make sure you're in forward, get out behind the camera, and then share, and see that simple satisfaction doesn't just put some more fuel in your tank and, well, you'll know where the drive comes from. You folks have an absolute marvelous, marvelous week. I'm in Yellowstone enjoying cold air, the new snow, critters, good friends. I hope you have the same. Take care, and remember to make every click your story.